This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
It was 11:45, quarter to 12, May 29, 1953. 15 minutes before noon, when Sir Edmund Hillary and a Sherpa guide named Tenzing Norgay stood at the top of Mount Everest. But the wind conditions and, of course, the lack of oxygen required that they could only stay at the summit for 15 minutes. Now think about it. You start at a base camp that's higher than Pikes Peak. How many of you have ever been to Pikes Peak in Colorado? The base camp is like 200 or 300 feet above the altitude of Pikes Peak, and that's where you start. And then you go 6, 7, or 8 camps along the way where you stair-step climb. You go up a certain altitude, and then you come back down, and you go up, and you come back down, so your body can adjust to the altitude. And when they finally make it, after 6 months of preparation and journey and travel time, they spend 15 minutes on the summit. One author commenting on this time at the summit says this: almost everyone has his or her Everest. Some goal to scale to the upper heights, some ambition to make it to the top, some motive to walk among the great. People often describe their search for human dignity along the line of climbing a peak and a temporal summit. Human dignity actually is found on a mountain, but that mountain is the holy mountain of God. Most men and women climb the wrong mountain. As the cliche says, I climb my ladder to the top only to find out it was leaning against the wrong wall. Isn't that interesting? I climb my ladder to the top only to find out it was leaning against the wrong wall. It doesn't matter what you conquer in life, what mountains you climb. It doesn't matter the goals you achieve. Get this, if you don't have a relationship with the one who's described as the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. There's several statements that I quote a lot about Jesus. One of them I quote at every funeral, where Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I share that. I will never give a funeral ever, as long as I live, without sharing those words. Why? It's the most important statement you can share at a funeral. Often I will share the phrase, I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus said. No man comes to the Father except through me. But may I share with you in just a moment on the screen the one verse that every time I read it, the hair on the back of my neck stands up. If there's something about this verse that sends a chill up my spine, it's John 14:9, if we can bring that up. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Here it is. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Wow. Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Why does that verse send a chill up my spine? Because I realize that those are the words of a complete pathological liar, a crazy lunatic, or the third option, Lord. And by the way, those are the only three options you've got with Jesus Christ. He was either the greatest fraud, the greatest liar that ever lived. He was a nut job, totally a nut job, lunatic, to say, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Or he is who he claimed to be, Lord. Can you imagine any man or woman getting up in this pulpit and saying, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father? You'd say, somebody call the squad, this guy's nuts. And they'd be right to do it. But Jesus said it with authority. He said it with power. He said it with dignity. He said it because it was true. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Well, all this week, the first message in a new series simply called Jesus Is, from the book of Hebrews in the New Testament. Our website is called crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you may have missed or to find out more about a ministry we call Cross Hope Radio.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.